I'm quite certain I told you never to darken my doors again. Agatha, the Dowager Duchess of Westerly, spoke in a hard, cold voice, as she stared down her perfectly straight nose at the young woman before her. Lady Juliana felt the blood drain from her face, and a wave of nausea washed over her. In her mind's eye, she went back 7 years to that awful moment when her grandmother had originally uttered those words. Juliana's hand instinctively reached towards her throat and the locket concealed by her modest neckline, seeking comfort from the familiar charm. Memories of the darkest period in her life flowed over her. Too much drama squeezed into such a short time, and she'd been far too young to handle it all. On that distressing evening, 7 years prior, Juliana had burst into this very same sitting room with tears streaming down her cheeks. The Duchess, unused to emotional outbursts in her presence, had been shocked and initially conveyed her concern. "Juliana, what has happened? Why are you not at the Roxburghs' ball? Are you all right? Have you fallen ill?"
"No, I am not all right, Grandmother. I am no longer engaged to marry Viscount Beaufort," Juliana declared with the customary dramatic flair of a 17-year-old.
Confused, the haughty old woman stood straight and proud, gazing at her granddaughter.
"What are you talking about? Of course you're engaged to Beaufort."
There was a momentary pause while the older woman's face paled and she came to the brink of anger.
"He's not behaved the cad with you, has he?"
"No, he's always been the perfect gentleman with me," Juliana said with weary emphasis.
Gazing at her grandmother with warring emotions clearly displayed on her face, Juliana almost backed down in the face of the Duchess's withering disapproval. She hated to disappoint anyone, but with a valiant force of will, she straightened her backbone even more. Juliana cleared her throat almost delicately. She had stemmed the flow of her tears and now angled her chin proudly and managed to speak in a stronger tone.
"I do not wish to discuss this. I have already informed the Viscount, and now I'm telling you. I have realized he's a philanderer, and we shall not suit. Now, may I please go to my room?"
The Duchess found her voice again.
"What is the meaning of this, Juliana?"
"I have ended my engagement to Lord Ackerley, and I do not wish to ever see him for the rest of my days."
"What happened to cause such a rupture?"
the Dowager asked, still unclear on this sudden change.
"I do not wish to discuss it."
Juliana struggled to maintain her uncharacteristic defiance.
"We just shall not suit."
"I do not understand you. You must tell me what has taken place. You have seemed perfectly happy with the arrangements these past 2 weeks. What could possibly have happened at the Roxburgh Ball to cause you to so suddenly change your mind?"
"I do not wish to discuss the matter," Juliana insisted before pausing.
She lowered her vehemence towards the Duchess and found a respectful tone.
"Please, Grandmother, do not try to talk me into it or ask me to discuss it. It's just too painful."
"This is incomprehensible and unacceptable, young lady."
The Duchess paused momentarily.
"You cannot expect me to accept your broken engagement with no explanation."
Juliana remained rigid and mute, but tears of distress streamed down her cheeks. The Duchess pressed on, hoping to bring reason to the normally biddable and sensible youngster.
"My lawyers and I have been working hard on all the details with the Viscount as to marriage portions. The paperwork is nearly complete. I will not be made a laughingstock. Where is your loyalty, girl?"
Juliana blanched at the thought of disappointing her grandmother.
"Grandmother, please," she began in pleading tones. "You know family is the most important thing to me. You must realize I would not do this frivolously. Please do not press me. I stand by my decision."
There was a note of finality in her voice, and her firm little chin rose again to a proud angle.
"I will not listen to this defiance," declared the Duchess, despite her hesitation to hurt her beloved granddaughter.
Juliana loved the Duchess, but refused to be cowed.
"My parents always said I would be allowed to choose my own husband. I did not choose Lord Ackerley."
The Dowager Duchess of Westerly gave up trying to reason with her granddaughter and gave her final word on the subject.
"Your hen-witted parents may have said you would be allowed to choose your husband, but they are no longer here. No one under my roof is going to bring shame on the Templeton name or on the House of Westerly.
If you refuse to marry the Viscount and refuse to explain yourself, you are no longer welcome in this house."